Welcome back to The Comixologist. Actual biggest show ever.
Biggest, huge show we've ever done in history. Kara.
Matt.
K-Zam.
Slim.
So this is The Comixology Podcast. We talk about the books that we read that you should read.
Well, it's a helpful suggestion.
Immediately.
Because we want to spread the love of comics, and we think that if we talk about books that we like, maybe you'll hear about something that interests you and you'll want to read it too.
Yeah, we're like the podcast.
Stranger things have happened.
We're a podcast butter knife, spreading the love of comics.
That's us exactly. We are a butter knife.
Lord. So we have a big show. We're going to South By this week.
Oh, wow.
South By Southwest. Yeah, it's like a gaming expo. It's hip.
Film, music.
It's in Austin, Texas.
Trendy as heck.
So I'm going to get my cowboy boots. We're going to be in Newark, New Jersey. I'm going to be wearing my cowboy boots at the airport.
You too.
Yeah, absolutely. And
we're going to be making so many friends.
So many friends. I think everyone in Austin, Texas wears cowboy hats. I think I read that. So we'll get some cowboy hats.
I saw it in a Bugs Bunny cartoon once. Mm-hmm. So maybe that'll be a thing.
Right. And then so I think we're going to have a lot of podcasts coming your way. We want to bring the Austin experience to you. Kind of like how you were transatlantic in Angoulême.
That was actually really close to how it's pronounced. It's
Angoulême.
Angoulême.
An Océan d'Amour.
Your French is impeccable. It's so beautiful. All right. So, yeah, we're going to be coming to you not live from Texas.
Mm-hmm. And the big panel I think that we're part of is the one on Sunday.
Yes.
Which is the Comixology Recommends. We're actually going to be on the panel
making comics
live recommendations.
If you're at South By, swing by.
Yeah. And then we'll also have a limited edition t-shirt to give away at that panel.
Looks like something straight out of an 80s music video.
It is probably the greatest t-shirt I've ever seen in my life. Hands down. As I say, wearing our blue Kirby Crackle Comixology t-shirt right now.
Old school, man. You went old school.
And so we'll have an episode every day. So today, this will come out Thursday, maybe.
We are in transit as you listen to this.
We're on a plane right now, probably.
We have left New Jersey.
Finally, we've left New Jersey. So we're going to have shows day one, day two, and then Sunday. So we have 3 days of shows coming. It's going to be amazing. You will experience South By as if you are with us arm in arm.
Come be our besties, our digital podcast besties.
So it'll be very exciting. What else? We have...
Quite the response to our episode title last week.
Big debate swept the internet aflame. It swept it aflame. If it's possible to pronounce Diana, Deanna.
And
I was shot down.
Squadron. 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 I can't say it.
Essentially, we both lost.
We did. From at SoMeGeekLawyer, we got... Diana as Deanna, why are you trying to steal E's job? Why? E has never done you wrong. Leave it alone. And similarly, from the same listener, we got Squadron as Squadron. Why are you trying to steal A's job? Why? A has never done you wrong. Leave it alone. I don't have answers for you, so me, geek lawyer. I just don't.
It was an unfortunate turn of events. I don't know why. I mean, I still think I'm right, at least about Deanna. I'm going to go ahead and say you're wrong about Squadron.
We got an alternate interpretation from at Joelle Alyssa said, I pronounce it Diana, by the way. I originally typed Diana, but die spelt as in like die, like mm-hmm. you would right. die as opposed to live. But that looked a little morbid. XP, so close the eyes, tongue out face.
Let's never speak of this ever again. Deanna Squadron.
I still think we should get jackets.
Well, we already have the 80s vibe t-shirt coming for South By. Maybe we can get an 80s vibe. Can we just get the Michael J. Fox jacket from Back to the Future?
Can we, though?
And just embroider it?
Yes.
Do we know an embroiderist that listens to the show?
This is New York. I'm sure we'll find somebody.
We're running out of show right now. We gotta get into the books we talked about.
Yes. So let's start with... the book that's on everyone's lips
yep.
or bells. Howard the Duck.
Everyone's bells?
Bills.
Oh,
Bills. Well, I was trying to do a joke. Did it fall flat? Do we edit that part out?
Howard the Duck number one from our dear friend Chip Zdarsky of Sex Criminals fame.
Although he's writing this one, but is drawing Sex Criminals.
Yeah. So. I think Joe Quiones is on art duty. And he drew that, was it you I talked to about the Black Canary Zatanna graphic novel from DC that came out last year? That was really good. He drew that.
Did he really?
Yeah. Your nose just like, it was like you just cast a spell on me. Your nose moved from side to side when I said that.
Oh no, you found my secret. So I'm really Samantha from Bewitched.
I'd do it. Howard the Duck, maybe most people saw him, didn't know that he was a character from the 70s or 80s. He had a movie, a really great movie.
I just kind of always considered Howard the Duck to be some kind of weird urban comics legend because I heard about him referenced or spoken about, but I never really knew what his deal was. Basically,
he's a talking duck.
Yeah. Question mark, maybe like Rocket Raccoon in that he's not actually a duck, but an alien being. But he doesn't seem to have Rocket's agita about being called the animal that he looks like.
He's still a very angry person.
And duck.
Angry duck. Thank you. He showed up at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy, and I think that really set things off for him to get his own. That's not a spoiler.
I still haven't seen that part, though.
How's that possible?
Because I got to see Guardians in like an early screening.
And so they didn't have the bonus thing?
The bonus
well,
thing.
Look at Big Shot Kara going to Big Shot screenings, just rubbing in our Big Shot faces.
Hashtag humble brag.
So tell me about Howard the Duck as a new to Howard reader.
As someone who knows absolutely nothing about Howard the Duck, I actually laughed out loud while reading this issue. Knowing nothing about the character going in was not a problem. So if you just want to know what the heck people are talking about and why this fellow is trending on Twitter, just, you know, pick it up. It's really funny.
He starts off kind of like in a She-Hulk vibe where he's a private investigator and he's having trouble getting cases. The issue opens up with him in jail. And he finally takes a case where somebody is saying that the Black Cat stole a piece of jewelry from them. And Howard agrees to take the case because he knows Spider-Man. And he thinks Spider-Man will hook him up and tell him where to find the Black Cat. And two scenes in this book made me laugh out loud at my desk. He makes fun of Chip Zdarsky writes Spider-Man so hilariously because he makes fun of him in the book. And there are two.
But in a loving way.
Yeah, in a loving way. The second one is really funny, and the first one is just hilarious. Really great first issue. I loved it. I can't wait for the next one.
Yeah, it was terrific. And I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say if you cried over the loss of She-Hulk, you need to pick up this issue.
Yeah, I was actually wondering. I was kind of hoping that She-Hulk will become like a mainstay in the series. As like a.
We'll find out.
We'll see. We'll you know, sky's out. The limit.
Anything could happen.
But you should see the Howard the Duck movie at some point, Kara.
The one from the 70s?
The 80s. Late 80s? 80s.
It was post-Star Wars for George Lucas, right? It was a George Lucas film.
I think he executive produced it. I don't know if he directed it. It's amazing.
I just know that he's involved. So, is it amazing?
Amazing.
You've seen it?
That's all I'm going to say.
With your eyes?
I've seen it with thine own eyeballs. So I went into the new release list, and I was looking for something to read.
You wanted something new?
I wanted something new to me, you know? I wanted something exciting,
what did
emotional.
You did you find that you were looking for?
I did find a book from Erica Moen called Dar Number One, which is a collection of her web strips. Like, she kind of does maybe she still does. I have no idea. The whole world is new to me. She did like a web strip diary of her life.
Oh, cool.
And I first heard of her work on Medium, which does like a comic version of like a blog where they have a bunch of artists do almost like where you would see like newspaper political cartoons, but just kind of geared towards Medium, which is like a blogging service.
Sure.
Really cool and easily accessible. So this collects the early run of her diary journal, where she's growing up a lesbian and then she goes through dating problems, and it's very personal, very like adult book where she gets into like serious stuff that most people would never probably write about on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And she meets a man, and she goes through like this struggle of, well, I'm gay. How do I, why do I like this guy? What does it mean about me? And so this is really cool personal journal about her and what that made her feel and how her friends thought of it. And it was really funny. It was really funny. I really liked it. And this was the first issue came out, I think, 2 weeks ago. So issue two came out today, and it's a really well done personal web journal that I'm actually looking forward to read more about.
It sounds really interesting because, like you said, not many people are willing to share the deepest parts of themselves with the entire world via the internet.
Yeah, she definitely goes out. She goes out on a limb on a lot of topics. I was reading at my desk, and I don't think some of it was safe for work, so I had to quick tap, tap, tap the next face on my big monitor in front of everybody. But a very high recommendation for that.
Very nice. I read a new book that came out, number one issue.
Princess Leia.
The Surface. There was not a new Princess Leia.
I know,
week.
I just thought you were going to talk about it again.
Well, I want to, but we'll not get into that. The Surface, which I admittedly picked up because Jordi Belair's on colors. And as I think I've mentioned before, I didn't really notice coloring as a thing until I started noticing Jordi Belair's colors. And now every book that I read, regardless of who's the colorist, I pay more attention because it really is such a big part of comics that is so often overlooked. But it, you know, without the colors, you're looking at something that's black and white, which works for some books, but others, you need that intensity or that softness depending on what the book calls for. So anyway, I picked up The Surface, which it's one of those books that kind of throws you off kilter because it's making you think, not in like a difficult, oh God, I have to use my brain way.
But in a,
oh God, everything I know is false way. So from what I can gather from the first issue of The Surface, it's taking place in this world similar to our own, but a little more ingrained in terms of social media. So like everyone is broadcasting what they're doing all the time, always, and the government is able to tap into that and find out where everyone is, and hackers are basically outlawed. And we're following the adventure of these three hackers who I think are all in a polyamorous relationship with each other.
Of course. And I assume that all hackers are in polyamorous relationships.
And they're trying to figure out what's going on in the world because they're following this theory that the world that we live in is actually a hologram. So they're trying to figure out where the hologram is broadcasting from and what it all means. And I gotta say, I am really intrigued. Like, I really want to go back and reread this book now because the concept is so far from anything that I personally have seen before that I want to know what happens. And they also have some interspersed, I guess you would call them world building pages. So like a sample web page that these hackers have hacked and what it would look like, or excerpts from an interview from an author that exists in this world. So stuff like that to really make you feel like you're getting more of an awareness of this world that these characters are inhabiting. So
interesting.
Yes.
Plus, I think we might hopefully have a show title, Polyamorous Hackers. You can't beat that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I went into the archives for my next book.
What did you dig up?
The CMX archives.
Yeah.
I lit the lantern and I went down the stone stairwell to the bottom of our building.
How brave of you.
Thank you for finally appreciating me. The Trees number one. Big name Warren Ellis. You heard of that guy?
Maybe.
Morning Sinners. Says that on Twitter a lot.
What?
Jason Howard on
You're
pencils.
You're name dropping.
Just naming the creative team. That's not name dropping. It's not like I'm buddies with Warren Ellis. Let me set the stage for you right now. Aliens.
Bum, bum, bum.
Are real. They land on Earth.
But what happens next?
They plant these tree-like pillars in various points of the world. And they reach into the sky. So now we know aliens are real deal. They're the real deal.
And then?
And they've landed. And then nothing happens for 10 years.
No chaos?
Well, no there's plenty of chaos because people obviously are...
losing their minds.
Losing it.
They're not alone. What next?
They're losing control of their bowels everywhere. I mean, that's what I would do probably if aliens landed. So what this is interpreted as, aliens land and then they realize, you know, these humans aren't worth interacting with. Screw it. So let's just stay here and do whatever the heck we want. So that messes with a lot of people's brains. And you're following some scientists and then a younger character that, you know, grew up in an area without the trees and is excited to go into this habit, this...
like an art collective thing?
Yeah, like a very habited?
Inhabited.
Another show title possibility. So he's excited to experience a new world to him. And we have no idea what the aliens' intentions were at the onset, but that's what you hope to find out in the series. Have you read Trees?
I have.
What did you think of it?
I actually really like it, and it is one of those series, though, where I do want to go back and reread it all at once, because month to month is, like, I love that, because I want to know what happens next, and I want to know what happens now, but I also feel like I'll have a tighter grasp of the narrative, because you are following so many different characters if I go back and reread.
We're buddies with People in Image. You know, we're palling around all the time. They're gracious enough that if you want to check out Trees number one, you get a code.
For you, podcast listener.
TreesPod at comixology.com/redeem. If you want to try that book out for free, you can. And you have until Sunday night, March 15th. I think that's March 15th.
Yeah.
Whatever night Sunday is, that's the night. So make sure you do it before then. But I think you'll really enjoy it.
Really briefly.
Yes.
Help Us Great Warrior, issue 2. From Boom, and I can't remember if I've spoken about this series before, but it's super cute. It's about this great warrior who's like a little adorable green circle.
My gosh, she's adorable.
With a bow on her head, and she's not like the typical great warrior, because when she's told by the omniscient being to be like, go do this quest because it's the right thing to do, she's like, So
I gotta loop that out.
Anyway, so it's super cute. First issue was kind of setting the scene and meeting our great warrior, and the second issue, great warrior is confronting a giant monster, like giant monster that can smush an entire village with its foot.
Whoa.
So what does the great warrior do? You're gonna have to read it to find out.
Oh my gosh, what a pitch. Classic Kazam move.
All I'm saying is that this book is covered in sparkles. Okay. So you should definitely check it out.
I will check it out now. All right, let's get into letters at comixology.com. we got a hot one in over the wire from our dear friend Andre. The subject line is Paradox Girl. Hello, my mild-mannered podcasters. It's Andre from Croatia again, and I have discovered another gem that I wanted to share with you and your listeners. The book is called Paradox Girl. It is an adorable and unique time travel story. I'm sure Carol will love it. P.S. Oh, P.S.
P.S.
How old is Slim?
He is older than the hills, but not quite as old as the stars.
Let's just leave it up to interpretation how old I am. I think we should do a poll to see how old people actually think I am.
Write to us, letters@comixology.com, to let us know.
Everyone's going to say like 45, 50, 53.
You basically have one foot in the grave.
I'm ancient, okay? Kara is like 18. Who knows how old Kara is? Nobody knows. I don't know. We'll find out in South by Southwest. That'll be a goal. Find out how old Kara is. And myself, too.
We'll do a birthday scavenger hunt.
So, South by Southwest, set your podcast apps to stun. It's going to get blowed up.
That was beautiful.
Almost as good as my French.
Definitely. Tune in. Stick with us as we go on our Texan adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on eating enough barbecue to have come from a entire farm population.
Yeah.
So
maybe the whole, all our podcast this weekend will just be about barbecue.
Like food reviews.
Food reviews, hot wing reviews, cowboy boot talks. We'll see how it goes.
We will catch you guys tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.
See ya.
Tune in. See you then. Bye.